The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Amazing.
All right, let's transition out of that.
Hello.
I feel like a professional when I do this.
Nothing professional about it.
Not at all. You guys can do this. I know. If you guys want to have a radio show.
If Chuck can do it, you
yeah,
can do it.
That's definite. If I can do it, a child can do it. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR
88.1 in Lee.
All right. It's been a crappy week. Sort of.
Eh.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. Yeah, it's been nice weather-wise, though.
Yeah, the weather's been great.
It's get chilly, I think, what, Sunday, Monday,
of course,
Tuesday,
and that's when I have
Monday,
to work.
Tuesday.
Yes. Go me.
Yeah, so I think it might, I'm not sure if it's going to get below freezing on those nights.
I think
one of those nights it's going to get a little bit below freezing, so don't turn your water spigots on yet.
Yeah, don't turn them on yet.
Or turn them off before it gets cold.
Yeah. Why is there frozen water?
Why is my pipe broken?
What's going on?
What happened?
This isn't fair.
But yeah, if you have like plants outside that you just put out,
yeah,
you can cover them up.
You can make them pretty.
Some potato sacks or something.
Tater sackies.
Something.
Put something over it like Reynolds Wrap. No, I'm just kidding.
Just throw some tinfoil on it. I don't know what that is.
What is that? That's sounds like an airplane. Is it that?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all right.
It's terrifying. Hopefully that's not in the show where we're talking to you here.
I can't hear it in the headset, so...
That's good. All right.
I think it's all right.
All right. So how's everyone doing out there in radio land?
Yeah. Well, you know, the sun's out today, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's not too hot.
No, it's perfect.
It's a very nice day out.
Yesterday? Whew!
Dude, I went and got... Okay. I went and got 25 bags of mulch yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Dude.
I paid $50.
Oh,
they're on sale.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
You should have told me. I would have helped you.
well, what's great is they got the associates out there.
Yeah.
You know, because, of course, you got to have somebody outside. And there were two of them out there.
Yeah.
And I just went into the back of my truck, and they handed me all the mulch, and I just, you know, piled it up.
She said, hey, can you come home with me so you can put this on the...
Oh, no, that's the fun part. That's the fun part.
Hey,
it'll be easy.
It's planting time.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to be cold. There's no reason to do that.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Well, last year, I didn't do anything with the beds, and they're beautiful. They're huge, you know, and the stuff that's in there now, the mulch that's in there, is really old.
Yeah.
And it's, you can tell, it's been weathered.
No.
I had just bought the place, so
it's soaked.
I didn't really get into the garden
yeah.
last year. I just let the plants grow. I didn't know what was in the garden yet.
Well, my wife wanted me to tell you, when you're ready to garden, she's coming over.
I know.
And it's funny thing is her father's going to be here, and he'll probably do your whole entire house. So if he comes over there, you might just sit down, because you can
have some iced tea.
Brand new plants. I just got this palm tree from Ecuador. Where'd you put it?
It was
in my pocket. He's a great guy.
I don't know if I met him.
Nope.
I met her mom.
Yeah, her mom's
she's a cute.
Too. Yeah, she's coming too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, her dad's going to be here. That's going to be great. They're coming June, I think.
Are they coming for the Jack and Jill?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they're coming for the Jack and Jill. They're coming after the Jack and Jill, I think.
Oh.
Could be wrong. Well, you know the...
I'm so excited.
The date's
that.
Been moved, correct?
Oh, no. I have to look in the events and then...
Yeah, it's the 25th of July now.
Oh, that's moved way up.
Yeah, because Troy is... he's part of the Coast Guard, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's listening, hey, Troy. Anyway.
Hey, Troy.
He They won't. If they have the wedding on the 1st, he's going to Coast Guard on the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
So they moved it so at least they can have some time together, which makes sense.
All right.
They're getting married.
That's awesome.
Dun, dun, I'm just kidding.
Like I said, we watched this whole thing like
yeah.
blossom.
Yeah.
You know, the first date and then now all the way to now. And that's then, crazy, right?
Yeah, I know. It's insane. It's great, though. I love it.
No, it's awesome.
It's funny because I was like, talked to my wife and I was like, you know, my son-in-law. And she was like, I was like, well, he is.
I mean.
Duh.
That's funny. Awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes me happy because I'm not, you know, they're just good together.
Yeah, they're perfect.
They've been so good together.
They're perfect.
And I remember he was so nervous.
Yeah, I know. He's like,
It was awesome.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great person. They're both great.
I know.
I'm happy for him.
I'm going to cry. And I can tell you right now I'm going to cry.
You're probably going to cry when I read the thing.
Blubber.
I'm going to read the...
Like a baby.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like reading it like, you guys are so little. I met you.
That would be me.
Just kidding. You're a little you're taller.
You know when you're trying not to cry?
Yeah, like what? Yeah, that's fun. You're like, so the other...
Yeah, you're like, I just wanted to tell you guys. Hold on.
Give me a minute. You gotta do a hand. You gotta do.
Give me like a finger. But of course, you gotta make the ugly cry face.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks like, you know, it looks like. You're about to get sick, but
yep.
You're really not. Yeah. Maybe if it was, you know, a lot of people and, you know, it's like public speaking.
Yeah.
You guys are so...
you guys are so
amazing. I don't know what would be worse.
Oh, God. Give me a minute.
Okay.
I got the shrimp out. We're good. It's curdling in my belly.
Somebody move the chicken.
Move it over. There we go.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be fun. It's so fun. But it's funnier when girls cry. They don't cry. They go.
Yeah. Yeah, and
okay,
the waving of the air to the face because well you know I didn't know why people did that right
the makeup,
and then
right?
Yeah it's yeah. The makeup
yep.
Right so
like, get the waterproof one crybaby.
But it's funny because now when I do stuff like that I yeah. will actually do that just to be funny
yeah
like oh.
I should do that when
thank
I'm reading
you so
it
much.
I should do that when I read the toast I should go.
Yeah, dude, do it.
And I'll be like, that's not me. Anyways, they'll be like, ah, they'll solve. Everyone will laugh.
Wait, no, you know what you do? You pull out one piece of paper. You start reading it and say, I just want to thank my manager for this opportunity and all my fan. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, just wanted to thank my manager for this award. I really, oh, my bad. Hang on.
Wait, wrong event.
Oh, there we go. Whew, this is the right one.
Whew, that
my
was
parole officer.
Dear Mr. Parole. Oh, wait a minute. That's not it either.
Dear Judge Halibin.
Wrong one. Oops, that's that was a joke. That was a joke,
nothing
guys.
You
don't
need
worry
to
about
worry
it.
About. It's just it's in the pocket somewhere. Did I forget it? Oh, there it is.
It's in the back pocket.
I'd have to get one where I crumble it. Just
yeah.
No. I should get a scroll.
You know, yeah. No, you know what you do is you take a bunch of index cards. You come in with a stack of index cards.
And just read three.
Like 2 inches thick. Yeah. Yep. And then just start reading, and then people are going to be like, oh.
God, we're going to be here forever.
And just read one sentence.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted to thank everyone for being at the wedding. I really appreciate it. You guys have a good night. Thank you. They're like,
yeah.
What the? I'm like, just kidding. I'm not done. Anyway.
I think it would be great. If I ever get married again, and you're there, I would expect it.
You would. You'll get it.
I would expect it. No, you know what's going to happen if that ever happens? You're going to cry, and then I'm going to cry.
Yep.
And then we're going to laugh.
You're going to...
Yep. We'll both be doing this.
That's so funny. My makeup's going to smudge.
Yeah.
You got to make the noise like...
You need to wipe the tears from your eyes.
You can tell my face.
For those
is
of you people out there in listening land that can't see what we're doing.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to just check out PCTV Select.
Yes, you
on
can watch
Roku,
us.
And you can find it.
Or on
you
Amazon.
Can find us, yeah.
Yeah, just look on your Amazon Fire Stick, Fire Cube, whatever you have.
Yeah. Or no, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like,
I was like, wait a second. There's all these platforms.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's all these platforms.
There's so many.
But you could also listen.
Yep.
On anything.
Oh,
just
yeah.
About.
Yeah, you can on your phone. You can be on a tablet. It doesn't work on my tablet. I don't know why, but it doesn't. I put it on. I was like, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, basically, where any podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, Spotify, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Anywhere, really.
Just pay attention what you're doing.
Yeah,
duh. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's really duh.
You're stupid. So stupid. So I got something funny that I want to play.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I hope you can hear it, because every time we do this, we never can hear it. Okay, I'm going to try.
Make sure your phone's turned up.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Because that could be the reason.
Damn, it's all the way up. We're going to...
Woo!
Well, I'm going to leave it all the way up because we don't know how loud it's going to be. Probably blow our eardrums out.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, ha!
just a fair warning. We're not sure how loud it's going to be at first.
It's not perfect, but it's still funny.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Stop. Is this, like, recording? Okay. Hi, my name is Chantel.
Oh.
My name is Chantel. My name is Chantel. And I brushed my hair with a fork, cause the spoon was like in the dishwasher or something. I tried to boil water for my ramen, but I forgot the cup, so I just ate the brick. Don't judge me. My name is Chantel. I thought the earth was flat, but then I fell. Now I'm not like totally sure what's real, but I know my name. Let me check. Yeah, for real. My name is Chantel.
Oh, I gotta send this to you.
My name is Chantel. I tried to charge my phone by yelling at the wall. It didn't work, but I...
Come on, everybody, clap. It's gonna be stuck in your head today.
I put my keys inside the fridge so they'd stay cool. And I cried because my car wouldn't start, like, saying, my name is Chantel.
It's catchy.
It is.
He didn't win, but he looked really polite. Anyway, Chantel. Okay, so like one time someone asked me for my name and I panicked, so I just said starts with a cheesecake and left. But then I remembered, oh my God, it's Chantel. My name is Chantel. My name is Chantel. Don't ask me where I part. My name is Chantel. What's a noun?
What's a noun?
I think the ocean's just like a really big swimming pool. My name is Chantel. Bye. My name is Chantel. Wait, is it? Yeah, totally probably.
That's awesome. It's perfect. For
hey,
her.
Chantel. Oh my God.
I tried to boil water.
I said my name is like, cheesecake? Oh my God, it's Chantel.
Oh man.
Oh, that's Ooh. Great.
That is awesome.
Actually, I didn't even hear the whole thing. I heard some of it, and I was like, I don't want to play this yet. I want to hear it when I'm on the radio.
So that you could get the same first reaction.
Yeah, dude, I was dying.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chantel.
So perfect.
Oh, man, I love it. Billy's going to be like, I'm going to listen to this in the truck.
Yeah. For real, dude. On repeat.
Yeah. There's a gym when I'm playing, driving down the road. My name's Chantel.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go the long way home. I'm gonna go, and I'm going to go through Coltsville.
Yeah.
Windows down, turned all the way up. I'm come to a red light with people all next to me. I don't care. I'm going to turn that like way up. Yeah. And then I'm gonna look at him and I'm going to be like, my name is Chantel.
My name's Chantel. He'll be like, what the?
I'm going to make eye contact.
My name's Chantel.
Exactly.
And when you can see the light turn green, you're like, and just drive off. Yep. Like, what the heck? Oh, my God. That'd be so funny.
That is funny.
Oh, God. I'm dying already.
They're probably, people are probably like, oh, dude, I hope he pulls up next to me.
If you guys want us to pull up next to you, just let us know. You'll know it's us because it'll say, we'll be like, it's Chantel.
And we'll be staring at you.
My name's Chantel. Just drive off.
We'll be making eye contact. It'll be uncomfortable, but.
My name's Chantel.
I know.
We got to do it like we do with the cameras. Like, yeah. My name's Chantel.
Yeah, exactly.
Just drive off for no reason. Like, what the heck was that? That must have been Chuck and Billy.
Where'd they go?
What the heck? Why'd they leave? Those guys are amazing. Are we, though?
Are we? You sure about that?
It was funny because I was at work yesterday, right? And I was being trained, and they were showing me some things. And the guy goes, yeah, you just got to greet the customers and stuff like that. I was like, hi, Bob. How are you? He's like, normally. I was like, oh, okay.
What if I told you that was normal?
That's definitely normal.
For me. Maybe not for you.
Yeah. Maybe not for you, but for me, it's normal.
That's how I greeted all my customers.
Hi, Bob. How are you? He'd be like,
Rick, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Would you like a robe and some slippers?
That'd be the worst place. That'd be the worst place to do it.
Here, let me help you with your locker.
Oh, man. Do you want a towel?
Oh, I see you have one already.
Are you sure?
Do you want a... I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, you can.
I can. No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
All right, hang
on. Can do it. You can. I got faith in you.
Do you want me to help you in the hot tub?
Do you need help?
Do you need me to help you in the hot tub? Or
is the sauna steamy enough for you?
Is the steam room hot?
You're going to get called into the,
the
supervisor's office. Chuck.
Chuck,
we need to have a little talk.
We need to speak to you for a minute. Why? What's the matter? They'd be like, that.
Oh, what?
What do you mean?
This is just me.
I'm beautiful.
Wait, you mean what? You didn't get this at the interview?
You didn't understand what I do? I'm crazy.
You hired somebody special.
Very manual.
Don't
so
do that.
Special.
So special. You're so special. I'm trying to send you the song. And I keep like looking a duh. Oh, I didn't change a name. Stupid. It's called 30.2 recording. Why? I don't
derp,
know.
Derp.
You'll know what it is.
I wonder if I can edit it so that I can make sure that I know what it is. Because I have stuff that starts with numbers all the time.
Yeah, you can do it.
It's a
actually I think I can
audio file, sure. Right?
Yeah. I should be able to do it. Oh my God.
My name is Chantel.
My name's Chantel. I kinda wanna listen to it again. It's catchy, dude. It's really catchy.
Wait, we'll play it again in the second half.
Yeah, second. We're not gonna do it now. You guys are gonna have to suffer. I know you guys are going, come on, play it. Don't you, no.
Don't play it. Don't play it.
So if any of you are listening to us in the car, you have to make eye contact with somebody next to somebody when you're at a red light. And then go, my name's Chantel. Just do it. Yeah. And record it so we can see it and send it to us.
I think that would be great. Like, to, like give people a little,
a
you
test.
Know, like a project to do.
Yeah.
And it has to be fun, though.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, everybody needs a little laugh. So I think that if somebody just, if I was having a weird day and then somebody just pulled up and did that to me, and I would just start laughing.
I would die.
And then it would just make my day better.
So die, dude. That's amazing. Do it again. And you're like, what?
Wait, come back. Where are you going?
Do it again. I love
why
the eye contact. Man, why are you leaving? Where are you going? Hey.
Oh, man.
Don't leave me.
This week's task
is you have to say my name and Chantel with the song. What song?
I mean, if we should post it on the Facebook page. That way people could go to it and play it if they want.
I can fix it. Nice.
Woohoo.
My name is Chantel.
Like it's already stuck in your head.
It is. Now it's stuck. No, I'm going to listen to it like all day.
You're going to know all the words by the end of the day.
I will.
That's fun.
And my God, my name is Chantel. It starts with a cheesecake. Oh my God, my name is Chantel. Come on.
I got to say, like, I think that's my favorite character that we talk. I mean, there are characters we can't talk about.
Yeah, no.
So for here, that's probably my favorite character that we always discuss.
Yeah, she's awesome. I still got to get her to do the weather.
Yeah.
I guess 69 degrees outside, Fahrenheit. I know what the F really means, but I think it's a Fahrenheit. What's a Fahrenheit? My name is Chantel.
Fiert.
Fahrenheit.
That's going to be it right there.
Fear in here.
It's 69 fear in here.
It's almost like, I feared it. It's fear in here. Fear in here.
Fear in here.
It's 69 degrees outside. It's like 69 fear in here. And the humidity is 49%, and the low is 28 degrees.
Percent.
It's 28%. It's 28%. It's going to be 28 degrees.
Fear in here.
Fear in here. Mini Chantel.
Oh, man. Sheesh.
Whew. Woofy. Anyway.
It is so funny because I have, you know, every time I come in to do the show with you, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. And I'm thinking to myself, what are we going to talk about today?
What's going on with you?
We come up with stuff.
Man, I don't know what it is. We just do it. We're good. We're good.
So before the show started, I just wanted to reiterate, a couple weeks ago, Chuck was telling me to watch Undertone, which is now streaming on Prime and maybe other places, but I know for sure it's on Prime because I got the download like as soon as it came out.
Nice.
So I did watch it. I watched Undertone. It's creepy, dude. If you watch it at night, if you're sitting by yourself watching it.
I was loving it.
It's creepy. It's great.
I did turn my head a couple times. I was like,
"Yeah, okay. Yeah."
Because where my couch is now, where my desk sits now, in that little cubbyhole area.
It's dark, right?
Porch. Yeah, I was sitting there like.
If there's like dark spots in your house, you're like, "Whoa, what?
I didn't know something over there." I didn't know Dee Dee was laying on the floor where the couch ends. Yeah. So I'm sitting here. I hear.
There's something going on.
I looked down, I was like, oh, really, dog? Seriously?
Thanks a lot. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, I almost died today. It's not fun.
It was good. It was a good movie. It's about pretty much a podcast, I guess, sort of. It's got a couple of different elements, but like mainly it's a podcast, and they do like creepy stuff. And her podcast co-host is, I think he's in like London, and they do it at like 3 a.m.
Yep.
Like, but over there it's not. Yeah. So, but for her it's like 3 a.m. and they do it at night, and they do creepy stuff. And he's like, I gotta have you listen to something. They start playing these videos or their sound clips.
Yeah.
And they're trying to determine what's going on in these sound clips. And it gets pretty creepy.
Yep.
And, then stuff starts happening in things.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah. I was like,
I liked the one that the mom woke up.
Yeah.
She was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, someone's getting a hug. I love you.
It's just all the weird noises. Like, there was a couple times. I had to watch it twice because I thought I saw a couple things.
Oh, yeah. I had to watch it, like, at least twice. Twice or three. I almost watched it three times. I actually am in the middle of it for the third time. I know I've seen things. And I'm like, I know there was something there, man.
Like, there was, like, a part where there was, like, a light that came on. I think there was a light that was on and then it shut off or something. And and I swore that's what I saw. And she wasn't in that room. Nobody was in that room.
No.
So I'm like, I got to watch this again because I know. I swear I saw that.
I saw people moving.
Yeah.
I was like,
Anything in the dark is creepy. Like, because you can't see.
No.
You know, just like one little movement in the dark, it's like, whoa. And I'm not afraid of the dark.
No, me either.
But when it's pitch. Yeah, when it's pitch black and you can't see your hand in front of your face, but you can hear stuff.
Yep.
It's like, well, that's creepy. It creeps me out. Like, it'll make my hair stand up.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to run or anything like that. But at the same time, I'm like, see, I love that because I can usually never find a movie that's going to do that to me anymore. A scary movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I crawl to the ends of every platform, streaming platform that I possibly can to find a scary movie that's going to scare me. And I can never find any. But there are some creepy ones.
There are some good ones. I've never really, like, the jump scares, they never get me because I know they're coming. Never.
Yeah, I know. You always know because the music is, you know, it doesn't work for me. Like, there's been a couple times. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know what it is. It's just never, like, I was playing a video game.
Because there was, like, no music or anything, and there was no way to know. And then, and then all of a sudden, bam, and I'm like, ooh.
No, there was this video game called P.T., and I never played it, right?
Man, Chantel.
Anyway, I was playing this game PT, and it's like supposed to be terrifying where you constantly keep going in a loop of the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, and I'm like, what's in that door? And I look, and this thing jumps, and I was like, my God, I've never done this. What the heck? Like, I was so mad. I was like, oh, finally got me. Finally. Like, yeah. That. I was like, I feel good now. I finally had my heart attack. We're good.
Finally had a jump scare.
Yep. And then then after that, I knew everything was coming. I knew it. Everything, nothing got me after that.
Yep.
And they're like, aw, man. Like, the kids were like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
It is fair, though.
It makes it kind of fun because then they have to try to find new ways to jump, like, give you a jump scare.
Yeah.
So I was like, they come up with all these ideas, and then you're like, you know they're coming.
Yeah.
So you do the jumps.
I do it all the time.
They run.
Stop it.
Well, yeah, you got to do that out of the blue.
My name's Chantel.
Stop.
Imagine trying to scare her. My name is Chantel.
No, it would be like, if you're like, she'd be like, my name's Chantel.
My name's Chantel.
I'm just picturing this now. I don't know what she looks like, but
she's like, I made a picture of her.
Yeah.
She's so doofy. She's Sioux Valley girlish. Like, her hair is like up like this.
Fear in ear.
Little blonde. And she's got like little pink little top and some short shorts and some sneakers. And she was, whatever.
In the Starbucks?
No, you probably. I didn't do that. I should, though. I should put a Starbucks in her hand. Oh my God, a peppermint, like, mango, watermelon, refresher.
Peppermint?
I don't know. I just came up with something.
That sounds disgusting.
I need like a caramel macchiato peppermint flavored cheese with something.
Cheese? you know you love cheese if you're asking for it in your coffee.
I want some cheese in my coffee.
I can't go a day without eating cheese.
I love cheese.
Cheese.
Make sure you melt it and just drip it in there.
I like American cheese, provolone cheese. I like every cheese.
Put the whipped cream in first and drizzle the cheese on top.
Swiss.
You see the person gagging while they're doing it?
I know.
They're like,
that'd be a really awkward drink to make.
And you're like,
Yeah, right?
Like all sinister.
You can't stop breathing.
And she's like, you all right?
Just trying to drizzle. Yeah, can you drizzle it on the cup for me?
Put it on the rim.
Can you put a little brie in there?
Put some rim in there. There you go. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Welcome back to the show.
And we're back.
And we're here.
Oh, man, I got to tell you.
This just reminded me of Mr. Ed. I used to watch that show.
Wilbur. I used to watch that, too.
I loved that show. I don't know why. I was like, and then I like watched it when I got older. And then I was like, what the heck was I thinking?
You can see that, you know, when you're a kid, you know, like, you know, there's a string that's, yeah. But you can really see the string on the, how did they do that without hurting that horse? Like, how did they do that?
I don't know.
Well, how did they attach the string to pull on the lips of the horse?
You know, it would be fun doing that to somebody, Wilbur. Just pull on their lips.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a fishing line, but like, how did they?
I don't know. I don't know what they did. I hope they didn't put it through its lip.
No, I know. I was like, I think about it. I think about it, and I'm like, how did they do it?
Hey there, Wilbur.
Somebody needs to Google that and just
yes.
Like.
If anybody knows, email us.
Yeah, or just like post it on the Facebook page. Chuck
yeah,
and Billy's,
post on our Facebook page.
Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook.
Yeah, if we play the song again for Chantel, you do have to take a video of yourself looking at somebody eye contact.
Yeah,
say,
if you decide
Chantel,
to do it. Yeah.
If you decide to do it.
If you decide to do it.
And post it on our page because it would be so funny and we will definitely talk about it.
Yeah, because we'll post the song on there and then anyone that wants to do that, they can post their video underneath the song. If the option is there. I don't know if... When people comment on our stuff, if they have the option,
I don't know
to leave a video.
They should be able to leave a video. I mean, if they can, that'd be great. If they can't,
you're out of luck.
You're out of luck. Or they can just send it. They can send it through the messenger, and then if you download it and make sure you put their name on it, then we can post it.
Yeah, let's try that.
Or we don't have to. It's up to you. that would be so funny.
This cheese is good. Oh, I would love that. I'm sorry, but it would be hilarious. While you're sitting, you're going, and then she goes, "Where's your coffee?" And you're like, "I don't want that," and just walk away.
That would be horrible. You should still pay for it.
I would pay for it. No, you'd have to pay for it, but then I would be like, yeah, I don't want it, and just walk away.
Yeah.
That looks
just
nasty.
Just take it and then just throw it right in the trash.
That looks nasty. Just throw it away.
So you made that person make it and dry heave the whole time for nothing.
That would be great.
That's a horrible prank.
I know. That'd be so
but it's funny.
It would be great. How's that taste? Can you taste it?
You know, at least it's harmless.
Yeah, it's funny, though.
You know.
Just watching a young kid.
You know what would be even funnier? If the person made one and didn't dry heave, and then they made themselves one, like, yeah, I want to try that.
I'd be like,
yeah, right.
Okay, well, drink it on one, two, three. And go like this, and I'll drop it in the freaking garbage.
Yeah. Make them drink it. That would be a great, like, dare. If you were like,
so
do
awesome.
Truth or dare or something, or you played a dare game of some sort. That would be a cool dare to do.
Yeah.
Here, you have to drink the... I dare you.
Like Jack, when they put all that stuff in that pan and they ate it.
Yeah, I dare you. You gotta drink this coffee cheese.
Caramel macchiato cheese whipped something.
Peppermint.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Mocha.
Mocha cream-filled donut. Whatever. Imagine, we should do that with donuts. Put cheese in there, like Velveeta.
Brie. Yeah. That'd be horrible.
Can I have a vanilla cream donut?
Sure.
Sure you can. Here you go. There you go. That looks good.
I mean, I've seen people do like mayonnaise. They put them in the Boston creams. But like, oof. Either way.
I love cheese, but I don't think I can do it with a donut.
I don't know if I love cheese that much.
Yeah. I'd be like, this is a delicious.
What is this?
What is that flavor? It tastes like feet.
It's cream, but what kind?
Creme de la cheese.
Creme de la brie.
Yeah. Mmm, that's good. Watch him still eat it and be like, yeah. What's going on?
You know, people have had weirder tastes before, so you never know. Somebody might like it.
Somebody would probably be like, this is
delicious.
That'd
be really funny, though, because it was like, we just made that up on the fly, so if it even exists somewhere...
I'm sure
somebody's gonna go home and make one.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, I need to try this. We are not responsible for what happens.
We're just not responsible if you have a
coronary
and artery clog. We're not.
If you get sick, we're not responsible for that. You choose to make it. It's not my fault. It's not his fault.
We gotta come up with our own disclaimer now.
Yeah.
Chuck and Billy is not responsible for lost or stolen items. Your cardiac arrest or your upchucking. Or your dry heaving. We're not responsible for any of that.
That was like the cinnamon thing.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah.
Ooh. That was great. Somebody told me to try and do that, and I was like, no, I like cinnamon, but I'm not dying. Thanks.
I know what you're trying to get me to do. I'm not doing it.
I ain't stupid.
I'm not dumb.
You go home and you're like...
Yeah, you do it by yourself. Nobody's home.
You're dying. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not stupid. Jeez.
You're dumb. Run home. Yeah, you're like, I'm going to try this.
I got to open up the cinnamon.
I'm going to put some leaves in there, too.
Bay leaves?
Yeah. Crumble it.
Ew.
A little bit of cilantro. Give it some flavor.
Lime.
Yeah.
A little lemon.
Mix it all up. That's a good drink right there. That'll cure the kidneys.
That'll make you feel better.
Yeah, you'll probably be like, oh, if you're a
little
bloated.
Kick the cold right out.
Whoopsie. What's that smell? What's that smell like cilantro?
What kind of tacos did you have?
Cinnamon, lemon, lime tacos.
I don't know, but they weren't that good.
Yeah, they're horrible. I coughed up most of them.
Dude, the other movie that I was thinking of that's creepy.
Which one?
Is Lights Out.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Because the dark thing, you know, this thing lives in the dark. Even if there's a light, like it's any corner that's dark, it's there.
Yep.
And then like if you turn a light on, it disappears. There, not there. There, not there.
It was actually a short horror story first, and then somebody was like, "This sounds like a good idea. We should make this."
It was. It was good. It was a good movie.
We should get a hold of your buddy that makes movies and make a movie, horror movie.
I know he loves to make horror movies. Those are his favorite.
Let's do it.
I can't really say at the moment, you know, what's coming out, but he is making a horror film. I think it's going to be a short film. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, we should make short films with him. Be awesome.
It would be fun.
Like, let's make a cool one where, like, this guy kills you with a mask.
I am a part of this one in a way. So, it'll be awesome.
That's so cute.
At least you'll see my name in the credits, but, you know.
I'm not in there, though.
I'm not in there.
I'm not in the movie, guys.
Not this time.
That's not going to happen.
Maybe next time.
We should be in a movie.
I know. I want to be in a movie.
Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure.
Yep.
Dude, that would be so funny. We got to find someone. Like I said, we were talking last time. We have to find Swigs.
Yeah.
I don't know who we can use.
I don't know.
I really don't feel like going into a biker bar and be like, hey, could you be getting beat up?
You don't even really have to go to a biker bar. You can find somebody that could play the part. If they're a good actress, they can do it.
Yeah.
They just have to look the part.
Yeah, let's have Gwyneth Paltrow do it.
She did it, right.
She did it for, what was it? What was the name of that movie? Where she was big, but he saw her as small.
Oh, Shallow Hell.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I still love the underwear part, dude. Where do you hide it? She throws it at him. She's like, where do you hide that?
Is this a joke?
It's just a joke. It was funny.
Funny.
It was so funny. He's cute.
Man, and he's like, get over here.
Get over here, you cutie pants.
That's funny.
It was a good movie. Shallow a lot of people hell. Hated that movie.
Shallow Hell?
Yeah, a lot of people. Were
Shallow
like,
Hell
stupid.
Wants a gal.
Stupid.
The point was
yeah,
that he's too shallow to notice what he has right in front of him.
Uh-huh.
And you could find love in anybody that you connect with.
Yep.
But he was being a jerk about it.
Yep.
Had to be hot girls. You know, super hot girls. That was not into him.
Yep. Yep. That's what they were. They were both doing that. It wasn't working, though.
No.
The guy with the spray hair.
Oh, yep.
He's like, hey, when'd you grow some hair? He's like, spray on.
He's like, what did he say? You need a little turf or you're missing a little. I can't remember. I haven't watched it in a while.
What was it? There was a part where he had.
Because he was dripping. Yeah. Like, need a little green on the turf or whatever.
Like, looks good, though. Love it.
Looking good. Looking good.
Just wipe it away like when you're in the wedding.
Yeah. Is that what happens? You know, guys don't really cry is what people say, right?
That's not
so
true.
If he's not a crier, is it a hair melter?
It could be a grease, I guess. Like when grease runs down your walls.
What was he spraying on him? Like, what was that? What was the name of that stuff back when they were infomercials?
Yeah,
where they were spraying on the hair.
And you're like, and it made it look like, I look amazing.
It made it look like they had hair because there was little fuzzies on their head. little fuzzies.
Looks, and
that spray stuff would just cling to the fuzzies.
Yeah.
And it made it look like they had hair.
And then all of a sudden you're like, ksh, and you got this mark. How does it look?
You got brown stuff on your finger.
You're like, ew.
Like, I really wasn't doing anything. It looks bad.
Is that a scar on your head? What? You got like four lines across your head. Dang it. And you go in the bathroom like, where'd they go? Oh, there's magic.
This one's called skid marks. How do you like it?
There you go.
That's what I call this haircut.
What's all over your hands?
Shoe polish. Oh, man.
Just the stupid infomercials they had back in the day.
Oh, man. And they would be so, like, dramatized, too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know, when people are, like, falling down, they, like, fall down a flight of stairs that has, like, 128 steps.
Yeah, I know.
And they throw themselves down the stairs. Yeah.
They're killing Billy over
like,
there.
Or, like, when they spill stuff, they, like, really spill it all over. Like, people actually do that. Come on.
Do you remember the old guy that was in the tracksuit and he was always doing the juicer thing?
Oh, man, I don't know.
He was so, like, on something. He was always like, get juicer! I was like, dude, calm down, bro. Holy, he's like...
It was, like, over-dramatizing.
Oh, my God. They were like, he was like, so what do you think of the juicer, Jay? He's like, oh, I love my juicer!
Yeah,
like, you're gonna die.
You're definitely
you're gonna die.
You're definitely not using a juicer, dude.
Yeah, it's
that's
terrifying.
Something else.
Juicy J. I don't know what his name was. He was old. Oh my God, he's so terrifying. I was afraid he was gonna kill someone.
I do kind of. Now I vaguely do remember
because Jim Carrey did a joke of him on In Living Color. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Oh, that's old.
It's so funny, dude. He's like. My God, that's what he would do every time. Like,
well, Jim Carrey would be good at that anyways. Like, I can see him doing that.
He's like, yeah, you can juice anything. Look, you can even juice this carrot, this avocado.
I remember the juicer, definitely.
Yeah, and then he's like, you can put tigers in here. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I think my dad was one of those people that like bought everything he saw on infomercials and QVC. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? He bought like the ab roller once. And he bought the videotapes that they would advertise. And I'm like, why did you buy it? And it would just sit in a corner. No one ever used it.
No one uses it. No one ever used that stuff.
And then that other thing, too, that you'd strap onto your stomach for the abs thing, and it would just do the pulses.
Yeah.
To it. Like, people used it maybe three times, and it was, like, sitting in the corner.
People
collecting
put it on
dust.
Their face. I'm like,
okay, oh, man, that
go.
Would
you
be
fat.
Funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It probably doesn't feel good.
No, there's a guy that does it. Like, he's an Indian guy. He tells his friend to put it on both sides of his head's like this.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there and he's like, okay, now I want you to drink your drink. And he's like, okay. And he goes,
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny. And he's like shaking it everywhere. And then he finally gets some. And there's like barely like this much left.
Well, dude, I got a wobble board just recently because I want to try the.
Oh, that thing?
The thing where you sit on it with like water and see if you can do it. Or like with two people. Like, and you both got to do it. I mean, I use it. I actually stand on it. And it's pretty neat. But like, I still need to do that. Wait. I gotta put like a towel down underneath it.
My hemorrhoids.
And so I'm not gonna do it with something that I want to drink.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, or that will, you know, that I'll waste. I'm just gonna do it with water and see what happens.
Oh yeah, it'll be funny. This is delicious. It's all over your face.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And I think it turns up really like high too.
Oh god.
And it goes really low. And so you're just kind of moving a little bit, and then the higher you turn it, it's like the more you shake. It's actually like it made my legs sore.
Oh god!
Just from standing on it for like 5 minutes.
I think there was a couple of people that were trying to do push-ups with it, and they're like,
"Yeah,
oh, it's so
oh that
funny.
Could be dangerous though if you're not."
Yeah, you slip, bam.
Yeah. Or if like your wrists aren't real sturdy. That would be
but
tough.
It was funny. I think one of them had a pillow there, so if they did fall, they wouldn't hit their face hard enough.
Man.
But he was doing it, and he was like, he was like, I got it.
My favorite is watching the ladies put their makeup on.
Yeah.
Like, this is the only makeup tutorial I'll ever watch. Is when they're sitting on a wobble board trying to put makeup on. It is so funny.
So you.
And they're talking at the same time, so they're like, hey, we gotta put the makeup on. It's a good laugh, though. It like, it's one that you haven't had in a long time.
It's funny.
So, you know, I think we should play the song again, because it is the second half. There's about 15 minutes left, or 14 minutes left.
It's not that long.
Less. 13, almost 13. No, but it would be great because just in case we just have people just tuning in now.
Yeah, so if you guys want to hear the Chantal song, it's really cool.
Yeah, and then that way you'll know what we're talking about when we post it and you want to. I said I was gonna play it really loud and I was going to go through Colesville, and if I stopped at a red light, I was going to roll the windows down with it playing really loud and just make eye contact.
Yeah, we got to do
and
that.
Sing it to the person next to me.
So if you guys are listening to this song and you like it, or anyone that's listened before when we first started and you heard it already and you want to hear it again, you got to, like I said, take a video of yourself giving somebody eye contact and saying, my name's Chantal. Let's
It'd be so funny. You don't have to.
You don't have to, but it would be funny.
But it would be awesome.
All right, here we go. We're going to play this bad boy again.
Like, oh my god, my name is Chantal.
That's not it.
Yeah!
Stop, is this like recording? Okay, hi, my name is Chantal. My name is Chantal. My name is Chantal. I woke up today and I brushed my hair with a fork because the spoon was like in the dishwasher or something. I tried to boil water for my ramen, but I forgot the cup, so I just ate the brick. Don't judge me.
My name's Chantal.
The earth was flat, but then I fell.
Totally sure what's real, but I'm not totally sure what's real.
Let me check. Yeah, for real.
What happened?
Charge my phone by yelling at the wall. It didn't work, but I think the wall fell.
Let's jam, guys.
I put my keys inside.
There's probably some girls out there going like this.
And I cried because my car
could be anybody.
My name's Chantal.
A puppy.
He didn't win, but he looked really polite. Anyway. Is Chantel. Okay,
anyway.
So like one time someone asked me for my name and I panicked, so I just said starts with a cheesecake. They laughed, but then I remembered, oh my god, it's Chantel.
Chantel.
My name is Chantel.
I mean, you make a like music video out of this.
He's so funny, dude.
You gotta make sure that they're smiling. What's like but they have to have like smiles that are too big for their heads.
Like a really big swimming
pool. As they sing.
My name is Chantel.
Hey, they got one.
Wait, is it?
Yeah. Totally probably.
Totally probably.
69 Fahrenheit.
69 Fahrenheit.
69 degrees.
It's actually today, right now, it went up. It's like 72 Fahrenheit.
That's going to go in the chillinary.
It's going in the chillinary, guys.
Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
It's Fahrenheit. I pooped.
I feared it.
It's gonna be like
so
teenage
funny.
Kids now going,
oh my god, I heard these guys on the radio the other day, and they're saying, instead of saying birded, you can just say, I feared it. And nobody knows what you're talking about.
What you're talking about.
No one knows what you're talking about. Oh my god, Zool. My name is Lisa.
James, guess what? I feared it.
Oh my god, Melissa, guess what I did? You feared it.
Oh my god, it smells like Britney Spears' cold perfume.
It smells like strawberry smoothies.
It smells like that orange creamsicle you just ate.
But... Oh my god. These guys, probably people are like, just talk about farts. What's going on here? Hey, farts are funny.
But it's just the word. It's the word, and you got to put context to it.
I want to hear somebody actually say that now. Like,
I feared it.
Like,
oh man, dude, if I was in the store and somebody just all out just said that somewhere in some aisle, I would die.
I would die, and I'd be like, where'd you hear that? And they'd be like, oh, I heard it on the show, Chuck and Billy's Night Cup Tea.
I heard it on the radio.
They'd be like, no, you're not. Yes, we are.
Here, let me prove it to you. I feared it.
Oh my god, I feared
just
it.
Listen.
You ready? I'm going to do it for you.
Oh my god, I just feared it.
My name is Chantal.
I'm fearing here.
Fearing here. 72 degrees. Fearing here.
It's fearing. 72 degrees. Fearing here.
Fearing here.
Oh my god, tomorrow's gonna be 63. Fearing here. Sunday is 47. Fearing here. A little bit.
Does that say snow? Dude, that says snow.
Yes. Yeah, I heard that there could possibly, maybe, possibly, but you shouldn't have said it. That's a bad word.
Snow?
It's a bad word. Wait.
47 fear in here, and it's going to be snowing.
It's going to be beep.
It's going to be snowing.
Supposedly. Schnowing. Don't say that. Don't say it.
And then Monday's going to be 43.
Monday,
here.
Tuesday.
Stupid. Why are you snowing? It's April.
Well, this says, wait, what day?
Sunday.
This says thunderstorms.
I hope so, because if that...
Me too.
Because if that shows, if I get up in the morning and it's snowing, I'm like,
Yeah. Winter's always trying to hang on right around now. Like, it doesn't ever want to let go.
Yeah, it's like
And I'm like, just let go.
It's like a tick. It just won't let go.
It's like, you're only hurting yourself.
It's like a garter belt.
Just let go.
Stuck to your hair.
Dang it.
Hold on. I'm going to check the weather channel, because my AccuWeather will say something completely different.
Yep.
Then the Weather Channel does. And usually it's more, the Weather Channel's more right than my AccuWeather. It's supposed to be accurate.
It's never accurate.
You know, it could just be my.
It's just accumulated AccuWeather.
on the phone, but.
It's not real. They just put it there.
And I'm all like, what is going on?
What do you mean? No, Chuck, what's wrong with you?
Oh, they changed the website. That's different.
I will take a picture of it, and I will send it to our page and prove it to you that it says snow.
That's crazy.
I'm doing it. Here we go.
Sunday. So let's see. Hang on. 48 degrees during the day, 30 degrees at night. Sunday and Monday are both going to be below 32. So if you got plants outside, make sure you cover them on Sunday night and Monday night.
I took the picture, and I'm going to prove it.
Hold on. This says
what here?
Sunday day. There's a 93% chance of rain. It'll be 48 degrees.
Fahrenheit.
Cloudy. 48 degrees Fahrenheit. cloudy. With periods of rain, turning cooler, high 48 degrees. Fear and here.
Fear and here.
Winds west northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Per hour.
Chance of rain 90%.
All right.
Rainfall around a quarter inch.
Quarter inch of snow.
And then nighttime says 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
Generally fair. Low near 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
Winds will still be at west northwest.
Yeah.
At 10 to 15 miles per hour.
My name's Chantel.
24% chance of precipitation.
24% chance of precipitation.
12 miles per hour.
24% chance of precipitation.
Doesn't say anything about snow.
Precipitation.
Precipitation.
Precipitation. That's a new culinary word. Precipitation.
Precipitation.
Precipitation. Oh my God, it's going to be like, there's going to be a lot of precipitation out there. Precipitation. My name's Chantel, and I'm here for your weather on WGR.
I'm your weather girl.
I'm your weather girl. I'm your weather girl, and there's going to be precipitation. Partly cloudy, and I need to get a smoothie. My name's Chantel, and I'm your weather girl for WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR. Like put in Lee.
There's probably people going, can you two shut up already?
Oh,
we can't. We got four minutes and we'll be quiet.
Yeah, then it'll go back to regular programming at that point, and then we'll be doing.
I got a whole butt to work.
Yeah.
She was like, when's your show end? I was like, 4:30. She's like, you think you can get here at 5:30? I was, well, sure. First, she said 5. I was like, no. I'm not driving 80
probably
miles
not.
An hour. I was like, 5:30 maybe, 5:15 tops. And she's like, okay.
Oh. Well, you know, you'll never know what you're going to get here at Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Never. Especially when it's here and here. The air conditioner is on. The air conditioner. I saw like
oh man, this is good stuff.
Like, yeah,
needed this laugh.
Yeah, definitely did.
Yeah,
definitely did. Oh.
See, it's funny. You take a break and then we come back and we're just
we're wailing on it again.
Good. You're in here.
Hey Jack, did you need towels?
Hey, Jack, you want me to put your slippers on your feet? So is that a Speedo? Or
where'd you get that?
This is almost like sexy talk.
Yeah. From the, yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to put the shaving cream on your face for you?
Do you want a steamed face cloth?
Do you want a cold one, too? Because I have those.
Do you need ice to cool it down? Are you too hot?
Woo! Hey, Bob, what kind of shaving cream do you use? Barbasol?
Is it cool, man?
It'll make your face fresh.
Is it Barbasol or is it Gillette?
Gillette. Is it that cool green flavor?
That's what it sounds like, too, when you do it.
Mm. Let me lather it up for you.
They're going to be like, you need to take them off the air now.
Oh, man.
No.
Whew. I think there'd be a riot if that did happen,
yeah,
for real.
Oh, you got to bring them back.
I get good feedback, so I mean, I know people that are like, when's the show?
When is it coming on, guys?
And I go, oh, it's coming on. I always tell a bunch of people, I kind of remind people,
yeah,
you know, before we do it.
Well, we got that 1 minute early thing.
Oh.
So I'll play this right now.
That means
That means
we have come to the end of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yes. It's terrifying.
Unfortunately.
We're sorry.
Enjoy the weather over the next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird feeling hurts.
Get your shovels out on Sunday.
Get your shovels out.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 8.1 in Lee. Have a good night, guys.